Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's so good to be here in the house of the Lord today. It's so good to be able to see this wonderful day that the Lord has given us. Let us all remember this morning that this is the day that the Lord has given us. Let us what? Rejoice. Amen. Let us rejoice. Let me go to God's word and give you a couple of verses of scripture. Now, I did something a little different this morning. I asked one of the choir members what was their favorite verse. So don't be surprised if I come up and ask you what's your favorite verse. If you would, in honor of God's word, would you please stand? Amen. Our scripture comes from John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Listen for God's word. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. You may be seated. We thank the Lord for his word. We thank you for his mercy and grace. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Gayla, would you play a prayer tune for us? Lord, you are everything. You are the head of this church. You are the head of our body. You are the head of our life. Everything belongs to you, Lord. You created everything. Everything in this world belongs to you. And we're so thankful this morning that we belong to you. And we ask, Lord, that as we worship this morning, that would be ever on our minds that we belong to you. I pray this morning that you would help hurting hearts, that you would heal broken spirits, and Lord, that you would show us the path to go in this coming year. Bless each one today. Bless each family represented. Bless those that wanted to be here and couldn't. We thank you, Lord, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, at this time, would you please stand and greet each other? Pass the peace.
Good morning and Happy New Year. Welcome to 2024, our first church service of the new year. How about that? Glad to see y'all made it. We have two birthdays up this week. Elaine Bixler on the 10th and Jaden Austin Neal on the 14th.
Happy birthday.
got an after-service luncheon on January the 21st in Building B following that service. It's what, 3 Sundays from now? Something like that, if I can do my math correctly. And it's probably not an announcement I need to make, but Jan's going to be out of the office from the 8th to the 15th, going to New York. Have a safe trip. That's awesome.
Just to expound on our luncheon or dinner on the 21st, it's a potluck dinner, and the emphasis, I believe, Charlotte had said was on soups. Bring your favorite soup, cornbread or whatever else, crackers to eat with it. This is going to be like a soup and chili type thing, okay? So whatever you want to bring, bring that, your favorite recipe. We'll have about 10 or 15 different soups, and that's great. If you want to bring dessert, too, I'm sure that, you know, we won't throw anything away. All right? So give me a call or get a hold of Charlotte and for more clarification to help you as we go along. Amen? Amen. One more announcement, administrative announcement. We have a council meeting coming up on the 17th of September. Oh, my goodness. 17th of January. Thank you. Man, I got September on my mind for some reason. Yeah. January the 17th, we'll have a council meeting, 5:30 p.m. Over in Building B, John Lemons Hall. All are invited. This will be our first meeting for 2024, and we will be planning the road ahead for what we need to do at our church. So please come and come out and join us. Also, make sure that you sign those attendance books that are in your row there. Make sure you sign those. And also, make sure, if you're a visitor, make sure you sign the visitor card also. All right. Now, what did I forget? Did I say Happy New Year? He did. That's it, Rev.
Will you stand for our opening hymn? I want to walk as a child of the light. I want to walk as a child of the light. I want to follow Jesus. God set the star to give light to the world. The star of my life is Jesus. In him there is no darkness at all. The night and the day are born.
As we prepare for our tithes and our offerings, let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come today into your presence. We come seeking, but more than that, we come acknowledging you as our head. And we ask, Lord, that you take our tithes and our offerings, use them to further your kingdom here on earth. In Christ's name, amen.
Thanks be to God. Church, let us pray. Dear Lord, we praise and glorify your most holy name. We thank you for all the blessings you give each of us every day. Despite the problems we are all experiencing, you still make a way to give us the strength and lead us to the right path. Help us to gain the gift of zeal in order to serve you well, and also our fellow brothers and sisters. We ask for your guidance in what we do every day. May you help us to know what is right from wrong, and also help us to understand always the people around us. May you also help us to learn how to forgive the people who sinned against us and do good always at all times. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Take a moment to prepare your hearts and your minds to hear the message the Holy Spirit has for us today. Let us pray. Father God, we come. We come as your children. We come seeking. We come listening. We pray, Lord, that you will give Pastor Ted courage and strength to deliver the message that your Holy Spirit has for each of us.
And further, Lord, we ask that you open our hearts and minds so that we may joyfully hear the word that you have for us. For we know that each receives a message unique to our needs. We ask these things so that we may take your word to the world. We pray in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Good morning. I have a question for you this morning. If Jesus showed up here today, how do you think we might treat him? Any answers? How would we treat him? Love and respect?
Like a king?
Like a king. That's an awesome answer. Well, would we make him feel welcome and loved? And if he asked for something, would we provide it for him? Okay, now I have another question. What do you think Jesus looks like?
Like the pictures we see with like long brown hair and a beard.
Yep, we do see a lot of pictures that have long brown hair and he has a kind face and a look. But I'm going to show you some pictures now because we're not exactly sure what Jesus looks like. I pulled up these pictures. What do you think about this picture here? It's a picture of an elderly woman and she's making a meal. Do you think that she looks like Jesus? Don't think so? Okay. Let's look at another picture. What about this picture? This is a picture of a gentleman leaning up against a wall. What does he look like to you? Does he look like Jesus? What do you think he looks like? Does he maybe look like somebody who's homeless? Yeah. Okay, let me show you one more picture. Okay. Now what about this picture? What does this picture look like to you? A mom carrying a baby and a bunch of people kind of wandering like maybe refugees? You think so? What do you think, Laura? Think so? Like refugees? Or people traveling? That's right. Does that look like Jesus to you? Well, you see, in the lesson today, Jesus is talking about all the people he get when Jesus comes back again in all his glory. He's going to gather everyone to him. And when he does that, he's going to separate the sheep from the goats. And he told them at that time that the reason he separated them was because when he was thirsty, they gave him a drink. And when he was hungry, they fed him. And when he was sick, they took care of him. And when he didn't have a place to stay, they gave him a place to stay. And they said, Lord, when did we do that? We don't remember seeing you. But when Jesus said, whenever you do it to the least of these, you do it to me. So all these people that we looked at, they might not be Jesus, but every time we help someone, we're helping Jesus, because that's what he would do, is to take care of them. So when he separated them, he separated the sheep from the goats. Now, have you ever seen goats? You ever raised goats? Or you've been to a little animal farm where they had goats? You took care of a goat.
Yes.
Yes, goats are naughty because they don't do what we tell them to, and they just butt you with their head, and they just go their own way. They won't stay where we put them. Well, they are adorable, but they're still naughty, okay? Now, what about sheep, baby lambs? They're tender, right?
But they're still...
Yeah, they're cute also.
And they're just behaved, and they just all kind of stick together.
They do. They kind of follow, right? They follow you if you say come, or if you're their shepherd, they follow you. So that's why Jesus separated. See, the people who were more like the sheep, those are the people who did what Jesus commanded us to do and took care of people and helped them. And the goats, those are the ones who did what they wanted. Now, I just want to make sure that you understand, we're saved by Jesus through his grace, not because we do anything for somebody, but because we love him so much, we just want to share that love with other people and help them. So it's not something we have to do in order to go to heaven or to be saved. It's just we do it because we love Jesus. Okay? Would you pray with me today? Okay, this time, will you guys repeat after me? Dear God, thank you for letting us be part of your work. When we serve other people, we serve you. So open our eyes so we can see those who need help. And help us to share your love and be more like sheep. We love you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, thank you very much. Thanks for helping me today.
Thank you all very much. That was very good. Let's give them a hand. Amen. Thank you, Dave. Thank you. Thank you. That was wonderful. This morning, we want to look at some scripture this morning, and this scripture deals with sheep and goats. But actually, the Lord is teaching something else here that I think is very important that we catch a hold of. You see, in chapter 25, the Lord talks about three parables. Three parables that deal with the end time. And the one that we're going to focus on today, he talked about the 10 virgins, he talked about the parables of the bag of gold, and he talked about the one called the sheep and the goats. So this morning, we are going to put our focus on verses 31 through 26, where our Lord talks about the sheep and the goats. Now, this parable is important because this is the last parable before the Passion, before our Lord gets ready to go, to be crucified. And he is telling his followers what's going to happen at the end time. And I got to tell you, folks, by reading this scripture, studying it, and looking at it, there's going to be some folks that's going to be awfully disappointed at the judgment. There's going to be some folks that are going to going to ask the Lord why and why this. So let's take a look. Let's take a look here at this. You see, this parable reminds us that following Jesus is not just about us. It's not about me, about what I want, what I need, or what's convenient for me. It reminds us that in the final day of accounting, you know, we're going to be asked about us and our lives. And it will be about how we follow the Lord Jesus by serving others. And if you look at when we get ready to do this, we'll start at chapter 31. But I want to just kind of pose this to you this morning. I'm sure we've all heard of a frequent flyer program. You know, all the points they give you, you know, if you fly with us, you know, we'll give you extra points. If you wait for us, you get stuck on the runway. They try to prep you and give you points to follow their way, to do the things that they want you to do. But I wonder this morning, what if we here at Alamo, we created a frequent attender program? We could earn points, you know, when you come in worship. You know, you could earn 1,000 points and become an elite member, and you'll get great benefits like front row seating or an aisle seat or an aisle seat. You know, at 2,000 points, you become a platinum member, and we'll give you a personalized coffee mug, and you can sit and drink coffee, and then we'll give your own little blanket, your own little snuggie, so you can be comfortable when you go to sleep. Oh, I forgot, nobody goes to sleep in here. Now, you got to act now, because right now, after sign, you if you attend 4 Sundays in a row, now this is a kicker, if you attend 4 Sundays in a row, guess what you get? You will get a free 1.5 hour counseling session with Pastor Ted. Now, that's free. See, that's free counseling now. Please go to our website for more details about this fabulous offer. Of course, I'm just kidding about this, but just think about that for a minute. You know, you see, it's not about us. It's not about us at all. It's all about, let's read. When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, He will sit on His throne in heavenly glory. You see, now, we got to remember about the context of this particular parable. This is about final accounting or judgment. So we want to remember that as we go forward, because this will help to give more teeth to this particular verse of this parable. You see, we all will go before God, our Creator, where we will need to account for what we did with what the Lord has given each one of us. He's given you a life. He's given you breath. He's given you gifts, and He wants to know, what in the world, Ted, did you do with those things I give you? So, he gives us these things because He loves us, and He helps us as we go along this journey. Every nation will be gathered before Him, and He will separate the people from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He'll put the sheep on his what? What side is He going to put the sheep on? On His right side. And He's going to put the goats on which side? The left side. The left side. So the Lord's going to do some separating here. There will certainly be some separating here at the final judgment. So, now, remember this. Matthew is writing to a Jewish Christian audience. So they would know what the symbolism is about, you know, sheep and goats. You see, back in ancient Israel, goats were used every year to carry the sins of the people into the desert, you know, and that was the rite of atonement. And the priest would have 2 goats brought before him. On one, he would put his hand on the goat's head, and through prayer, he would impart symbolically all the collective sins of the people on the goat. And then they'd run the goat off into the wilderness, and the goat would get ate up by a wild animal. That was symbolized the Lord doing away with your sin, forgetting it. Now, also, on that second goat will then be sacrificed on the altar. The priest will let the blood run out, and this would we would be symbolizing a offering or a covering for our sins, for those sins. So the Jewish people, they would be pretty familiar with this particular image of sheep and goats. You see, part of the hope of the Messiah was that he would be the ultimate good shepherd, and he is, finally restoring Israel and giving them freedom. And one example is Psalm 23, where it says that the Lord is my shepherd. So the Jewish people would know. They would know what Jesus and Matthew was saying. The righteous people of God are the sheep, and they will be on his right hand. The unrighteous are shown through the goats who are on God's hand. And the left hand, right hand, these are more symbols to show God's favor and acceptance. But look further in the scripture. Jesus, as he so often does, he kind of flips things up. And he gives us a little twist. He says this: then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. And I was in prison, and you came to visit me. And the righteous will say, well, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you as a stranger and invite you in? Or when did we see you needing any clothes? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? And the king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. And then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you didn't even invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you didn't even look after me. And they will also answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick in prison and did not help you? He will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous go to eternal life. You see, the Lord turns things upside down. You see, being a sheep or a goat is not based on how you were born, or how you look, or where you came from, or how much money, or your pedigree, or your all those things. You see, I'm a goat. I was born that way. I was born a sheep, and therefore I am automatically in. It doesn't work that way. We've already, in some of these other parables, you see, Jesus looked at, it says that God looks deeper than genetics. You see, Jesus said that judgment and the accounting is based on how you live your life. Now listen to this. Did you fulfill your family responsibility? Or did you do your own thing? What did you do with those wonderful gifts that he gave you for the kingdom? Did you ever do anything with those? Or did you just take those for your own? Were you about the Lord's business when he left you things to do? Or did you only interested in the interests of your own? You see, and here are the specifics that our Lord gives us. Did you help the helpless? Do you feed people? And a lot of times we can be so super spiritual about this feeding people. Well, Lord, I feed them spiritually. I don't need to give them anything to eat. No, no, no. The Lord says you need to feed them both physically and spiritually. You see, some people say, well, I feed people spiritually, so I don't need to help the poor. You know, this is exactly what the Lord is telling those religious leaders of that day. You see, they had neglected the basic kingdom principle of mercy and grace. I believe that this scripture is teaching us a very important fact. Very important. The Lord cares very much about the things that you do. But I believe we're going to be judged on the things that we did not do. And we had the opportunities, and we refused because of our own pride, our own negligence. We refused to do those things. Now, Jane asked some pretty hard questions there to those kids. And she asked the question, what would Jesus look like? What would he look like? You know, and I couldn't help but thinking, what if someone came through that door looking like a homeless person? Could that be Jesus? Could that be an angel? No. We want to be careful about the opportunity that the Lord gives us to serve. Right here in this Kirby area, there is an opportunity for us to serve, to go out and to help people and to provide the gospel and carry the gospel to them. So we can't say that the Lord is not giving us opportunity. The problem sometimes with us is we don't see the opportunity. We don't get the opportunities that we don't go after. We tend to put them to the side. The point I was trying to make about that person, that someone that looks like Jesus, you don't know. The Bible tells us you may be attending angels unaware. You don't know. So what do? Treat everybody the way the Lord wants you to treat them. You treat everybody with love and kindness. If someone needs food, you give them something to eat. Give them something to eat. You know, sometimes I think our biggest problem is Christians.
When we all get to heaven.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. If the mansion
our Lord and invite us to his table, all who love him, who earnestly repent, live, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sins before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be obedient in church. We have not done our will of will. We have wronged your law. We have rebelled against your love.
We have not loved our neighbors. We have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us from joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord,
God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit.
On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and he gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this as often as you drink in remembrance." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts of Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering to us, as we proclaim the ministry of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be aware of the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, one in ministry, all the world. So Christ comes in time to this. Feast at his heavenly banquet, through your Son, Christ, Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now, conscious children of God, let us pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Jesus, do it with a cup of water. Also, on the altar are the basket for the adoption of me, for adoption offering, in the basket. From the back, please stand on the back of this side and hold this side. If you would, back on this way, come to this house and this side of the way. Thank you.
and we come asking and pleading. But further, Lord, we come thinking that our plan should be in place when we know that your plan is perfect. We ask, Lord, that you give us patience and strength. Help us to overcome those things that hold us back, and let us offer to you our problems, and let us not take them back, for you can handle all. We ask a special touch for those that we have mentioned today, and further we ask more that you touch those that we hold dear in our hearts that we don't lift up. We ask all of these things of you, knowing that you are the giver, that you will handle all. And we ask, Lord, that we allow you to do that. In Christ's name, amen. And as we prepare to leave, I want to leave you with the scripture from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28, starting in verse 18. And Jesus came and said to them, and of course also to us, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Remember, go is an action word. Go and make disciples. Take the word of God with you. May God hold you always in the palm of his hand. Amen.
Stand for our closing hymn, "This Little Light of Mine."
This is the light.